We lived two blocks over and two blocks down all of our life in a little town called Salem, Illinois. And Eddie and I went to our prom together. He's the guy who sat on my stoop. And we talked and talked and talked. Because of religious differences, we weren't allowed to date at that time. I am Jewish and was raised in a small little southern town, which my parents wanted to not have me assimilate my religion. And
I was a Southern Baptist, and my parents had rather strong views. Had rather strong views on, marrying within your religion, just like Judy's parents did. Growing up in the mid-50s in southern Illinois, in oil field country, where 90% of the people were originally from the southern states, there was a lot of prejudice, bigotry that existed.
And all these people who carried these prejudice and bigotry have passed out of our lives. Life happens, and I went off to nursing school. Eddie went off into the Air Force. And by the time he got back, I had married someone else and had four children and a 23-year marriage.
Well, marriages don't always work. I don't know how else to put it. We tried for a long time, stayed together because of the kids, the grandkids, and so on and so forth. And it was obviously that it just, wasn't going to work.
We went to our class reunion, my 50th class reunion. I think the moment I knew that I was still in love with Eddie is when he leaned over and kissed me.
I just felt all of the emotions and the feelings that I'd had, 50 years ago coming back. And so I kissed him.
And then the rest is history. We started going together and being together and rekindling feelings that had been there a long time ago.
I think probably the thing that amazes me most is how much, after 50 years, we're still in tune with each other as to what we think, what we believe, what we feel. It's just incredible.
Yeah, he thinks I'm pretty. And I have felt old. I have felt like invisible. And I feel noticed again. Oh, this is embarrassing, but last night my feet were just hurting me so bad. I didn't even know how bad they were hurting. He came in and, without even me saying anything, he just bent over and started massaging my feet. I mean, that to me is amazing, to be touched, to be loved. Every day is a gift.
Hmm. Well, I do think she's beautiful, okay, and I always have, and I will always think that, so...